The Atrocity Archives, Disc 3.
Home is much as I left it 7 days ago. There's a pile of bills slowly turning brown at the corner, propping up one of the kitchen table legs. The bin is overflowing, the kitchen sink likewise, and Pinky hasn't cleaned out his bread maker since the last time he used it. I look in the fridge and find a limp tea bag and a carton of milk that's good for another day or so before it starts demanding the vote. So I make myself a mug of tea and sit to the kitchen table playing Tetris on my palm top. Coloured blocks fall like snowflakes in my mind, and I drift for a while. But reality keeps intruding. I've got a week's washing in my suitcase, another week of washing in my room, and while Pinky and the brain are at work, I can get to the washer-dryer. Assuming nobody's left a dead hamster in it again. Deliberately ignoring the bills, I get up and drag my suitcase upstairs. My room is much the way I left it, and I suddenly realize that I hate living this way. Hate the second-hand furniture designed by aliens from Planet Landlord. Hate sharing my personal space with a couple of hyper-intelligent slobs with behavioral problems and explosive hobbies. Hate feeling my future possibilities hemmed in by my personal vow of poverty, the signature on my laundry warrant card. I drag the suitcase into my room through a fog of fatigue and mild despair, then open it and begin to sort everything into piles on the floor. Something snuffles behind me. I spin round so fast I nearly levitate, hand fumbling for a mummified monkey's paw that isn't there. Then recognition cuts in, and I breathe again. You startled me. What are you doing in there? Just the top of her head is visible. She blinks at me sleepily. What does it look like? I consider my next words carefully. Sleeping in my bed. She pulls down the duvet far enough to yawn, mouth pink and grey in the dim light that filters through the new curtains. Yeah, heard you were due back today, so I, pulled a sickie. Wanted to see you. I sit down on the side of the bed. Mary's hair is mousy brown with blonde highlights she puts in it every few weeks. It's cut in short flyaway locks that tangle around my fingers when I run my hand over her scalp. Really? Yeah, really. A bare arm reaches out of the bedding, wraps around my waist and pulls me down. Been missing you. Come here. I'm meaning to sort my dirty clothing into piles for the washing machine, but instead all my clothing ends up in a heap in the middle of the floor, and I end up in a heap under Mary, who is naked under the duvet and seemingly intent on giving me a very warm welcome home, if not a rinse and tumble dry. What is this? I try to ask, but she grabs my head and holds my mouth against one generously proportioned nipple. I get the message and shut up. Mary is in the mood, and this is about the one situation in which our relationship functions smoothly. Besides, it's more than a week since the last time I've seen her, and being ambushed this way is the best thing that's happened to me in quite a while. About an hour later, fucked out and completely exhausted, to say nothing of sweaty, we're lying in a tangle on the bed. The duvet seems to have decided to join the washing pile, and she's making buzzing noises in the back of her throat like a cat. What brought this on? I ask. I needed you, she says, with a kind of innocent egotism that a cat could only envy. Grabs at my back. Had a bad week. A bad week? I'm practicing being a good listener. It's usually opening my mouth that gets me into trouble with her. First, there was a complete mess at the office. Eric was off sick and dropped the ball on a case he was handling, and I had to pick up the pieces. Ended up working late 3 nights running. Then there was a party at Judy's. Judy got me drunk, introduced me to a friend of hers. He turned out to be a real shit, but only after... I roll away. I wish you wouldn't do this, I hear myself saying. Do what? She looks at me, hurt. I sigh. Never mind. Never fucking mind, I try not to say. I suddenly feel really dirty. I'm going to have a shower, I say, and sit up. Bob! Never mind. I get up, grab a dirty towel from the pile on the floor, and head for the bathroom to wash her off me.